Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
Waterloo came into this Friday night matchup with a 2-15-0 record on nights where they trailed at the second intermission. They were down 1-0 after two periods, but they scored three in the third for a 3-1 victory against their arch rivals, the Rough Riders. Waterloo 3, Cedar Rapids 1. Time to tell you how it happened with our post-game scoring summary that's presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. The only goal during the first two periods came at 18:37 of the first period. The puck was fired toward the net from the top of the right wing circle by Colin Grable. Jack Spicer made the save. The rebound went off of him, was up in the air just to his right. It was falling towards the ice before it landed. It was batted out of midair and into the net by Hans-Martin Olvebny. His goal assisted by Colin Grable. They credited the second assist to Aiden Welch. Should have been Elliot Groenwald who made the pass across to set up the initial shot by Grable. 1-0 Cedar Rapids. The goal at 18:37, just a little bit more time left in the first period. Teams went to their respective dressing rooms for the intermission and came back out. And after a penalty-free first period, each team had some power play time in the second. It was the only period when any power plays originated. The Hawks went 0-2. The Rough Riders ultimately did have 4 minutes of power play time, but from one double minor high sticking call against Nick Fascia. His stick got up and clipped Landon Resendez. That was late in the second, so the Rough Riders did have some power play time that carried over into the third, but there was no change in score. Still 1-0 Rough Riders. The Hawks got back to full strength, and several minutes after that, got an unlikely equalizer. Rough Riders, Bassett takes it, rims one to Call behind the net. Erdman checks him, takes the puck away, squirts back out from the end wall to Fascia in the right wing corner. Sharp angled chance, hit the side of the net, the Blackhawks score! Erdman puts it in off of the netminder, Guimon from behind the goal, and here come the Hawks with an unlikely equalizer. Griffin Erdman putting it in from an impossible angle at 5:41 of the third period. Erdman with goal number 16 on the season from near the end boards, assisted by Grady Deering and Nick Fascia to tie the game at 1 at 5:41. The period continued. The Rough Riders, as the third went on, consistently seemed to be on their heels in the defensive zone. They just looked like they had run out of gas, looked a little deflated, and eventually the Blackhawks were able to capitalize with shift after shift in the offensive zone. Townsend, left wing boards, out to the line, and Kerr. Hawks with all the momentum. Kerr shoots. Waterloo scores! Griffin Erdman, the redirection. Here come the Hawks with just over a minute left to play. Erdman, his second of the game. The redirection of Jaden Kerr's shot at 18:47, and that made it a 2-1 Blackhawks lead. Second of the game, 17th of the season for Erdman, and the Blackhawks were ahead. The Rough Riders shortly thereafter lifted Rudy Guimon. Puck was in the Blackhawks zone, but an intercepted pass. Puck cleared down the ice by Gavin Lindberg. He put it into a spot where it wasn't going to be a try for the empty net, but it wasn't going to go for icing either. And Gavin Thorson tracked it down. Reed gloves the puck down, fires one, it's knocked down. Mothersbaugh gave it up, Lindberg turns, flips it down the ice. Again, it won't go for icing or the empty net. Thorson pursuing, puts it into the open goal. An empty netter for Gavin Thorson. The Hawks are going to win this one. It's 3-1 Waterloo with 19.9 left to go. All three goals for Waterloo in the third period. Thorson with the empty netter, his 17th goal of the season, assisted by Gavin Lindberg with 19 and 9/10 seconds left to go. And there was some scuffling near the front of the Blackhawk bench after that goal. Colin Grable was given a 10-minute misconduct at that point. Gavin Thorson also given a 10-minute misconduct. So neither one saw the end of this game technically, both going to their respective dressing rooms. And Waterloo would finish out the last 19 and a fraction seconds, holding on for the two-goal victory, 3-1. The Hawks 0-2 with those power plays that did not produce in period two. The Rough Riders 0-1, but to give the Hawks full credit, 4 minutes of successful penalty killing for the Blackhawks that proved to be pretty big. In the third period, with the consistent pressure the Blackhawks applied, Waterloo credited with 13 shots on goal, the Rough Riders with 9, and all those late chances bumped the Blackhawks to 25 shots in this game, while the Rough Riders had 23. Jack Spicer gets the win. He made 22 saves. The biggest of those saves came in the shift immediately after Waterloo had tied the score. Shelberg takes it away, keeps it moving counterclockwise. Fascia jousting for it, got it off the kick plate, but the Rough Riders steal. Headman pass, Mothersbaugh has a breakaway on Spicer. He shoots, Spicer the save. No rebound for Mothersbaugh as Altrichter and Reed were in hot pursuit. That was Spicer's biggest save as he picks up his 12th win of this season, boosting his record to 12-11-1. Rudy Guimond takes the loss, and with that loss in a 22-save effort on 24 shots faced, Guimond falls to 12-10-4 this year. The 25th shot in the game for the Hawks was their empty netter for Gavin Thorson. That's our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. For the biggest and best tomatoes and peppers at the end of summer, start your seeds inside now. Pick up Renee's Garden Seeds from Ted's Home and Hardware for the best heirloom and gourmet vegetables, flowers, and herbs. Besides Renee's Garden Seeds, Ted's has everything else you'll need to make your garden grow this spring. Stop in to see Ted and his staff at 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. Give a call to Blackhawks fans in attendance in this one. They stuck with it as the Hawks trailed for much of this game. And by the time we got into the latter stages of the third period in a 1-1 tie, they were there to give the Blackhawks a lift. You could hear them chanting, "Let's go Blackhawks," at a couple of different points and really getting into it, making some noise for Waterloo after the go-ahead redirection by Griffin Erdman with just more than a minute to play. As the Blackhawks come back from a second intermission deficit to pick up a 3-1 win in Cedar Rapids against the Rough Riders.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.